Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, we'll recap the Titans' win over the Packers in Thursday Night Football. We're also going to preview Week 11's NFL Sunday games, and we'll tell you which way we're leaning on a few of them. And you know it, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way for the weekend games. But before we get started, we need to welcome in our very special guest. We're so excited to have him. You know him from the Extra Points podcast and on Fox Sports Radio, Martin Weiss. Martin, thanks so much for joining us.
Katie, thanks for having me. We have another opportunity for a football weekend, another time to make some money. There's only so many of these a year. You got to cherish it.
You got to cherish it. Okay, so let's just start with the Mox thought and get into Thursday Night Football. This was a bad betting night for me, Martin. I will say I had the under. And I thought I was super sharp because I got the under at 42 before it got bet down to 40. I believe this game ended in the 50s or so. I also did a little risky one. I had Aaron Rodgers to throw a pick. It was at plus 146. He had 7 interceptions so far on the season. And he threw for, 244 yards? No interception. So I went 0-2 last night. How'd you do?
Yeah, I saw your Instagram lamenting, like, how could you throw so poorly and not anybody else catch the ball? I did okay. I was on the Titans plus 3 and then midway through the game sprinkled live on the money line. I didn't believe, like, I would have been closer to your Aaron Rodgers interception bet. The last week of Aaron Rodgers was the blip, not the trend. The trend has been the whole season of the Packers. They're a bad team.
Yeah, period. They're a bad team. And you thought that they were going to be able to run the ball a little bit better. And it just, they could not get it done. And now they're done. I think their playoff hopes are over. This will be the first time they haven't made the playoffs in a very, very long time. It's the end of an era.
Those things are deep fried and cooked because, I mean, the Vikings are going to win the division. That's a lock. And then the NFC East is, hell, they might get all the wild card teams in. But, you know, not being able to run the ball. People don't give Mike Vrabel the credit that he deserves because it doesn't matter who's on the field for that team. Overwhelmingly, they're going to be ready to play, and they're going to play good defense. Think about the game with the Chiefs. Yeah. They didn't have a first half in the whole second. They didn't have a first down, rather, in the whole second half and took it to overtime against one of the best teams in football. So the Titans are like, you see the Titans as a plus 3 or more underdog, you got to really stare hard at it.
Well, it's like, you know, Vrabel and Dable both come from the Belichick coaching tree, and those are some damn good coaches that you can never underestimate, and we've seen that time and time again. Well, Dable, of course, with his first season with the Giants. How about those Giants?
I mean, it's one of these, like, if you're one of the people that has been in football media over the last 3 or 4 years clamoring how running backs don't matter and Christian McCaffrey got paid too much and Saquon Barkley was a bad pick, you're probably really having trouble understanding what good teams and what bad teams are going on in the NFL right now. But I love this Giants team. If nothing more, then they play football in the way that I like to watch football. Like, stop me first, and then I'll try something else. Like, stop me first. Yeah. And until somebody stops the run and stops Saquon Barkley mixed with Daniel Jones, then they'll go to, like, having Daniel Jones drop back a bunch. But we saw that didn't work. Let's just run the option. I love it.
Yeah, and I think they're 7-1 in one possession game. So they win in a thrilling fashion every single time. Moxie Bets is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. Starting your own business can be a total roller coaster. Between all the bumpy twists and turns comes the actual business side of your business, which can really throw you for a loop. Luckily, with QuickBooks, you can manage your business with confidence from the start. So no matter how bumpy the ride gets, you can always stay on track. New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. Learn more at QuickBooks.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Martin, we already touched on this a little bit with the Giants. So the Lions and the Giants, the G-men, are off to their best 9-game start since 2008. They're currently 7-2. The Lions are coming off of back-to-back wins versus the Packers and the Bears. We just alluded to the Packers. They're just not really a good team anymore, but they did start 1-6. They had their first road win under Dan Campbell. Giants are favored -165 on the money line. Spread is 3, a field goal over under 44.5. What's your play for this game? What do you think?
So we just talked about how much I love the Giants. So I'm going to talk about the Lions right here. You mean to tell me that this man, Dan Campbell, who prior to 2 weeks ago had never won a road game and then never won back-to-back division games, is now supposed to go on a 3-game win streak? Like, come on.
Yeah, no.
Not realistic. Like, and then, okay, so like that is, you know, take that for what it is. Dan Campbell, if you just look at his first 2 years coaching, has been historically one of the worst coaches in NFL history. And that's not really an argument. Just look at the winning percentage.
Most liked. People love him watching Hard Knocks. Everyone was like, oh, so many people I know were betting the over on the Lions season win total. And I was like, no way.
Well, you know what, Katie? You know, I don't know what your relationship status is, but you know, generally you got a friend and they'll introduce you to somebody else and be like, oh, you know what? They got a great personality. There's a reason why they talk about their great personality, all right? Because there's something else missing there. And what Dan Campbell was missing is the wins and the losses. The Giants are going to win this game. I do think they cover the 3 as well because, like you said, they're very good in one-possession games. Then I get Jared Goff, Mr. Small Hands, outside in the cold in the Meadowlands. They just moved the game in New York, in Buffalo, to Detroit because it's too doggone snowy up there. It's going to be cold in New York City. This Lions spot is a tough one for me to swallow. I'm taking the Giants into points, even though it's a little bit of a trappy line.
I agree it's a little bit of a trappy line, but I'm going with this one as well. I'm taking the points. Giants -3. So they're one of the best covers right now in the NFL. They're also 7-2 against the spread. And the Lions can't seem to stop the run. They are 31st in the league, and they're up against Saquon Barkley, who's leading the league right now. I don't know if maybe Derrick Henry passed him last night, but Saquon's got a game coming up this weekend, leading the league in NFL rush yards this season. And Daniel Jones, who's a scrappy, you know, scrimmaging quarterback. The Lions allow 161 yards per game, and Jared Goff. So I'm a 49ers fan. Obviously, Jared Goff was with the Rams for a long time. So I'm a huge Jared Goff unbeliever, hater, whatever you want to call it. He is 1-10-1 straight up on the road in his 12 starts. He's been losing by at least 11 points per game, and he has not won on the road in consecutive weeks since 2018. So, yeah, it's a big fade of Jared Goff over here.
We just have to make sure that there's not, like, this game doesn't Vegas, you know, where, like, Saquon goes down on the one because they're trying to run the clock out, and all of a sudden, like, the ball gets snapped, and now they kick a 67-yard field goal to lose by 2. That's the only way I feel like that the Lions cover this game. But I think this is going to be a blowout. And, I don't want to say it's going to be, because obviously the point total is so low at 44 that, or 44.5, that you can't really just say like some team's going to win by 20. But I expect this to be a game that is not in contention in the second half. Like, so whether it's a 2-possession game, I expect the Giants to go to win this one going away.
I agree. But it is, you know, the Lions have been pretty, I guess, scrappy, if you will, when it comes to scoring. They've scored at least 30 points in 4 games, and their offense produced 42 plays over 20 yards this season. So they can put up points. Jared Goff, I know I just said all terrible things about him, is 15 touchdowns this year. He also has 9 interceptions. Jared Goff to throw an interception is also, I know it didn't hit with me with Aaron Rodgers, and that's fine, but I do love an interception prop. I don't know what the line is on that yet. It's probably pretty juicy, but
the Giants haven't had a lot of turnovers, but have forced a lot of turnover worthy plays, and Jared Goff is going to give you opportunities for sure.
Yes, I'll be curious if that line is at 1.5 or 1.5. The 1.5 is such a disrespectful prop, and I did take it with Kenny Pickett this year, and he ended up just getting 1, and he definitely should have had 2. But sometimes you get a fire on the disrespectful ones, and then sometimes they blow up in your face. But let's keep things moving here on the East Coast and talk about the Jets, J-E-T-S, versus the Patriots. Both teams coming off bye weeks refreshed and with wins under their belts from Week 9. Martin, what are you thinking about on this one? The Pats hold a 13-game win streak against the Jets, but a win this week would move New York into first place of the AFC East, but a loss would move them into last place if the Bills, of course, win. So a lot to play for here for gangrene. What do you think?
I think that if you're looking for a 1.5 interception bet, this is your game, and Zach Wilson's your quarterback.
Yeah.
This is your game, and Zach Wilson is your quarterback. So everybody has all these numbers of Bill Belichick against the spread, right? And really, if you really – you have to bake in the Tom Brady effect, right, into almost all of those numbers of Belichick against the spread, except for this one. Belichick against the spread against – and I've moved the goalpost just a little bit because it used to be young. Then it went to be unexperienced. Now I'm just going to say bad quarterbacks, okay? Belichick against bad quarterbacks, that's a number that you're really going to like, okay? Zach Wilson, the first time these two teams played, it was the Jets were a three-point favorite. Right. And I'm tweeting during the game. I'm sitting there watching the game like me and you. I don't know about you. I never played in the NFL. So I'm sitting there looking and
I did not. I look like I have, but I haven't.
Yeah, okay. We're two couch potatoes watching these games. And I tweet out and I'm like, man, you know, it looks like Zach Wilson is really throwing, like, he's not getting the ball out of bounds on his throwaways. And then in 30 minutes of real time, he had three interceptions. Like, so from like whatever time it was, like 2:30 to 3 o'clock, he had three interceptions. And that period of time, Bill Belichick and this defense and Matt Judon and all the rookies that got in the back and you're checking your players with Jack Jones and John, they have the most undescript defense out there that's going to dominate this Jets defense, because without Breece Hall and Elijah Vera Tucker, they're not going to be able to run the ball. And if you look at the Jets path for success, I've been talking for a long time, sorry, the way the Jets have been successful in the past is limiting the quarterback. Right? That we're going to make Zach Wilson, we're going to draw it up for him so perfectly that he can't mess this up. Well, if you can't run the ball, you're going to be second and long, third and long. You're going to have to throw the ball. It's going to get ugly. Patriots win this game and they cover spread.
All right. Well, this is the first time we're going against each other. I'm on gangrene on this one. I'm on the Jets plus the 3.5. And I know I sound a little bit crazy here because it is the Jets. And obviously Bill Belichick has their number. Also, Jets traditionally suck off of a bye week. They're 0-2 straight up and against the spread on extended rest under Robert Saleh. They have not won a game from coming off the bye week since 2015 against Washington. So to me, that just means they're due. And both of these teams, they rank top five in defensive EPA. You know, sometimes they're due, Martin. You know that. Sometimes
that's the best part about gambling trends. Yes. That's the best part. You can either ride it all day or be like, you know what? It can't keep going. I love it.
It can't keep going because all of the things that we've talked about were not necessarily against Robert Saleh. I know these two, but he didn't exactly have the same team that he has now. Jets this year, 4-0 on the road for the fifth time in just franchise history. They've also won 5 outright wins as an underdog of 3+ points this season. So I'm going to go against the historical trends and kind of lean more into the recent trends. And I'm gonna give the Jets 3.5 points. I agree with everything that you're saying. I think that Zach Wilson is a horrible quarterback, but this Robert Saleh defense is legit. And, hopefully they can come up and at least keep this game close for me. And maybe not.
I tell you, I don't root for injuries, knock on wood, but like if we see Mike White in this game early, I'm terrified for this pick.
Remember the big Mike White hype of last year? I don't know why they haven't started him this season. Zach Wilson is not the guy. He is not the guy.
No, it doesn't look like it.
All right. So moving on, we've got the Panthers up against the Ravens. Baker Mayfield is coming back. That's never a good sign for anyone. As the Panthers starting quarterback, Lamar Jackson, he's coming off of bye week. Spread 13. Huge spread here, over under 41. What do you like with this one?
So you're right. This is a humongously disrespectful spread. But I'll remind you that game against
rightfully so.
Well, you got to think the Bengals, right? Joe Mixon, 5 touchdowns in like the first half against this team. The last time we saw the Panthers play, the margin in that game, I believe, 21 points. Right. So just look at the slate. If you're betting on this, or you bet football regularly, go back and look through week one to now, and you tell me how many games ended with a margin of over a touchdown difference. Just period, stop. You got to take the Panthers here. Close your eyes, plug your nose, look away. Don't turn it on. This is at 1 o'clock. There's so many other games on. In fact, better things to do with your time instead of watching it. But you got to take the Panthers and the points here.
I would agree with you on the full game spread. I'm going to take the Ravens in the first half. So it's -7, just had a touchdown in the first half. Panthers, they're on an 8-game losing streak right now. And the Ravens, interestingly enough, dominate as double-digit favorites. They're 28-0 straight up in team history as 11-plus point favorites. That's the most consecutive wins by that amount by any team since like 1970 or something crazy. Baker Mayfield, I'm going ahead and say he's a loser quarterback. He has never closed as a double digit underdog in his 66 career starts, but I'm still not willing to take 13 points because same with you. That's just way too points to give anyone. The Ravens have been really good in the first half. They have tended to fall apart a little bit in the second half. You can't always trust them there, but I do think that Lamar gets out and has a strong start, and it might take Mayfield a little bit of time to get into his groove if he ever even gets in his groove, because sometimes he doesn't. So I'm going to take the Ravens in the first half, and then, you know, hopefully maybe the Panthers can cover the full game for you.
Well, see, the thing, it depends when exactly you think Baker will start headbutting his teammates with no helmet on. Because if it's pregame,
that was so embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying? Like pregame, I love the first half bet in that case, because he'll still be disoriented for the first like 7 minutes of the first quarter. Now I'm thinking it'll come halftime. You know what I'm saying? As he's trying to rally the troops right after they're already down 21. So, but in any event, that's the most look at me try hard move of this football season. But I digress.
Well, and he was just supposed to be like, I don't care that I'm not starting. I'm a team guy. We're all in this together. And nobody even wanted it from him. It was just incredibly, incredibly embarrassing. But let's move on to the Cowboys and Vikings. Martin, this game is really interesting to me because the Vikings lead the NFC North, and they are tied for the NFL's best record at 8-1. Yet somehow they are home underdogs to the 6-3 Cowboys. You almost never see something like that. Moneyline, Cowboys -125, spread 1.5, just slightly over a pick 'em here, over under 47.5. What do you think?
Maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I think I have two very public sides that I'm jumping on this week. But you know what?
The public's not always wrong.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, you know, when the most streamed song on YouTube is that song Friday by Rebecca Black, public was wrong. But sometimes, but you know what I'm saying? But there's other times.
I like that.
You know, public was wrong. I'm saying, public was wrong. You know what I'm saying? But you know, sometimes the public is right, and I don't. It just feels super square. But yeah, I'm going to take the team that only has one loss in this matchup, and I think probably has the better coach.
Yeah,
about equal quarterback play, wide receiver. Minnesota's got it by a mile. Defense is now. I would have said about 2 weeks ago that would have been advantage Cowboys, but now that Anthony Barr is hurt and Micah Parsons is no longer rushing the passer and has dropped back to playing linebacker. The Cowboys defense is a little in remix. I don't like the flux of what's going on there. I'll take the Vikings to keep it rolling, keep it hot. You'll see Kirk Cousins with more chains on after the game.
Yeah, I agree with you, but this line feels a little bit trappy to me, so I think I'm going to lay off of this side. But speaking of Rebecca Black's Friday, and I'm sure you watched the YouTube video of her music video, you know who would fit in really well in that video is Kirk Cousins, shirtless, with all of the chains on and the sunglasses dancing. He could go in the backseat of Rebecca Black's car. That I know. But I'm going to take Dak Prescott over 1.5 passing touchdowns. It's a little bit juicy here. It's at -145. And look, the Cowboys are good against the spread this season. They're 6-3, but they're 0-1 as an away favorite. But Minnesota's allowing touchdowns in 72% of red zone situations. They're allowing about 2.4 touchdowns per game. Dallas has scored over this mark, almost 3 touchdowns per game. And Dak, since he's getting, you know, healthier and healthier, he's been pretty good. He had 3 touchdowns versus Green Bay, 2 versus Chicago. So I feel like, I don't know who's going to win this game. I will root for the Vikings because you're on this, but I feel like Dak Prescott can get at least 2 touchdowns.
Well, first of all, I appreciate your solidarity. And I like this too, because the Cowboys have been moving the ball historically. Yeah. I say historically. Historically, that matters. Like last 3 or 4 years. They've beaten the Vikings. They beat the Vikings with Cooper Rush, their backup quarterback. So that's kind of where I'm thinking it might have like a reversal or a flip or something. Like, you know, Vikings are like, you know, we owe them type of deal. But yeah, I also too, I think I sneakily get the better coach here with the Vikings.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think Mike McCarthy is a good coach. I don't. Flat out, that's what I think. I mean, he won the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, but then they had a ton of pass catchers and he couldn't do anything since. And I don't know. I think definitely that the Vikings have the better coach here. But I don't know. It just feels like a weird, trappy line. But hopefully we can both cover with that one. So now let's move on to a good old division rivalry. Sunday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes is looking to extend the Chiefs' lead in the AFC West, while Justin Herbert and the Chargers are still missing a lot of key players on their offense. Moneyline Chiefs minus 240. I don't know if anyone's going to take that unless you're Vegas Dave. Spread is 5, favoring the Chiefs. Over under 52. Looks like this is finally a shootout. We've been seeing a lot of low totals. This one's at 52. What do you think?
I think this is what's going to happen. Sunday night, right? You're going to have all types. You said, Vegas Dave type of lay this straight out. I feel you. But this is going to be the back end of so many Ravens. It's going to be like parlay. Ravens at a team. And then it's going to be the Chiefs. Uh-huh. Moneyline parlay. Uh-huh. And this one, Katie Mox, is going to be the one that blows everybody up. Sunday Night Football. The Chargers not only cover this game, they win this game outright. And I'll give you a look. I'll break down the game in a second, but just look around the league, right? All of our sacred cows in the last week or so have fallen. You had Buffalo fall. Philly fell. The Chiefs are riding high. You know what it's time for them to do? They got to lose one or two. They're not going to go. They're due for a win. This Chargers team, this is one of those types of games that they know you have to win it if you're going to be in contention. And they know absolutely without a doubt that they have an abject stud hunk at quarterback in Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. And they are wasting him if they don't get him into the dance this year. Last year, they tied right there on the edge. But think about who they tied with. An interim head coach on a team that's now only has 2 wins with the Raiders, okay? They Chargers got to get this win because they got to make the playoffs this year. And the only way they're going to do that is as a wild card. And you got to keep stacking them. And this right here is going to be a big one for them. But also, I think it's just way more matters for the Chargers than it does for the Chiefs. And plus, too, a lot of Justin Herbert's fans will have a ton of ammo after this one because he's going to look great.
Okay. I agree with everything that you're saying. And if I felt like the Chargers were healthy, I would say hell yes to all of this. I've got a lot of Chargers futures that have been blowing up in my face for the last few weeks. I just don't think that Herbert is actually healthy. I think whatever is going on with his ribs is still very much there. I watched that game against the Niners last week. He started out extremely strong, and then he ran for the first time. He hasn't done that in a few weeks. Scrambled out of the pocket. He was hit pretty hard, and he just wasn't throwing the same after that. He's 25th in passer rating since suffering that Week 2 injury that was versus the Chiefs. So I do feel like he's going to be like, I got hurt in this game. I want to come back and have a big one. But Patrick Mahomes, I know that all of our Giants have fallen, but Patrick Mahomes is 13-0 in divisional road games. 13-0. Kansas City, 7-1 in the past 8 road games versus just the Chargers. The Chargers defense played great against the 49ers, and the Niners were still able to win by a touchdown last week. So I kind of hope I'm wrong on this one. Ever since the Chiefs beat the Niners in the Super Bowl, I don't really like them all that much, but I just don't know that Herbert is healthy. I really don't. I think his rib situation is still bothering him.
Well, the thing I would remind you, he broke those ribs Week 2 and then came back in a moment where I'm sitting on my couch like, get him out of there. He can't play. He protect him from himself. And all he does is just rip it right down the middle twice for a touchdown drive. And I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe that's why I'm on the couch. But
And you know what? He's tough as nails. For someone that has the baby face that he has, that you would think – you wouldn't want him in a fight with you. You'd be like, no, don't pick that kid. That kid's not going to be able to do anything. He is scrappy and he is not afraid of anything. And to your point, he goes out there and wins the game. And I hope that he does. I don't know.
I think the Chargers, you're right. In terms of the injury report, it's an absolute abomination. But where they're hurt, especially up front on the defensive line, I don't know how much the Chiefs are going to really try to take advantage of that by running the ball, right? If you were telling me the Chargers were playing the Titans, I'd be all over the Titans because I know that they're going to hand the ball off, 30 times, 40 times a game. Kansas City's not going to do that. So that's I think it's a good matchup for the Chargers. Now, as I've said all this, watch Chiefs win by 30.
You know, let's we'll have to wait and see. I mean, I'm happy to have a nice Sunday night game, though, because I feel like some of these primetime games have just been laying huge, especially Thursday night, which Thursday night is usually bad anyways. Last night was slightly exciting if the Packers were going to be good. But I do think this is a good matchup. I'm excited for it on Sunday.
They just throw these primetime games in our faces, Katie, because they know we'll watch them. They know we'll watch them. You know when they really put the real bangers is that 425 Eastern. Like Bills Vikings last night.
Yeah, and then,
why couldn't I watch that on Monday night? You know, I gotta watch that. I gotta compete with Colts and Raiders as I'm watching this at the same time. Like, other games are kicking off. I got bets in the. Yeah. I got so much stuff going on. You know, let's have this standalone Thursday night. There's literally nothing else except for like Timberwolves and the Pacers. So we can lock in on this.
Yes, I agree. And I work in Stamford, Connecticut. I work at CBS as well. And I'm always on Thursday night with my iPad and like a blanket and trying to eat food. It's like I make the train my living room, but I could be doing a million other things. But you're right. I'm locked in watching whatever travesty is happening in front of me.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, so now it's time for Mock's Locks. And I see that you have your Weiss advice. So we're going to kind of merge in the Mock's Locks with the Weiss advice. And this is basically what we're taking to the window. Now, of course, we're probably making all these bets anyways, but I think my strongest bets, Dak over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And I also like the Ravens -7 in the first half. What is your Weiss advice /Mock's Locks?
So I guess if we're going to all be public, let's do it together. Let's take the Giants. I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking the 3 points.
Yeah.
Vanilla Vic, according to Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, I think they'll get off. I love – do you notice how Wink Martindale has started wearing a Cuban link chain now? So I call him Cuban link Wink. He's been doing his thing in New York, right? He had a kind of unceremonious breakup in Baltimore. Now – he's been doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, dressing up, wearing less when he goes out. So it's all looking nice. And then I'm going to go with the GOAT coach of all time with Bill Belichick against Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, that is one that if I lose, you know, I was talking earlier about flipping a coin. And it's like, you know, after a while, even if it lands on tails 4 times, heads is coming. Heads is coming, and that's how I feel about this. It's like, I'm going to keep flipping this coin. And if I'm wrong, I'll flip it again the next time. But I'm going to keep on flipping.
And you'll be right
the
next time.
Exactly.
And that's just basically sports gambling in general. You do all the research. You try to figure out the best possible bet. You're educated on it. But it's really just a flip of the coin. Any given Sunday, any given Monday, any given Thursday.
It is. I just try to pick the ones that, you know, that's why I hate trying to narrow it down to locks because, you know, what if, you know, but I really do like these two picks. They were my favorite ones. They're the ones that jumped out on the slate when I went over it on Monday morning. And so I got those and I haven't really moved too much since. So I'm in on those, but God bless it.
God bless it. Well, Martin, thank you so much for joining. Let everybody know where to find you. You're on Fox Sports Radio. You're on the Extra Points podcast and social as well. So just let everybody know where they can find your content and also follow you on social.
So I'm on the Extra Points podcast network with my buddies Cousin Sal and Dave Damashek. I also host the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast with former NFL player Will Blackman. That's a spicy listen because me and him disagree often. Yeah, we disagree often. Pretty much lemon pepper is the only thing that we do agree upon, that being the premier flavor of wings. And then, like you said, Fox Sports Radio, 7 to 10 Eastern on Saturdays, me and VJ Husky, we pretty much do what we did just now. We run through the games for Sunday, and then, you know, if Tennessee's got Alabama on the ropes, we're breaking that down too. So, yeah, and then on Twitter, I'm just at Martin Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, for as long as we still have Twitter.
Yeah, in the next 24 hours or so. All right, thank you again, Martin. This has been Moxie Betts, presented by Caesar Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social as well, at Moxie Betts.